2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Thank you for listening. KSL News Time 315. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A big drop in enrollment in the Salt Lake City School District. Educators say drops in enrollment could have a big impact on the amount of funding and the teachers they get. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, a 26-year-old was arrested today in connection with a stabbing in Pioneer Park last weekend. Police responded to a burglary this morning and tracked the suspect back to that stabbing. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have had an accident downtown at 800 South, about 700 East. Also, crews are working to clean up a crash. This is going to be in Davis County, southbound Highway 89 at Park Lane in Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain showers heavy at times, 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're at 45 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The push to get new federal voting rights legislation passed is gaining steam. The Senate will take up the Freedom of Voting Act tomorrow.
When it comes to voting rights,
if Republicans cannot come forward and stop standing in the way,
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki,
then Democrats are going to have to determine an alternative path forward.
The only other path forward is for the Democratic majority to kill the Senate filibuster, something that could hurt their party the next time they're in the minority. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
In Haiti, it's been 4 days since 17 Americans of a church were abducted. A senior Haitian police official involved in the efforts to free the Americans tells ABC News the gang of kidnappers have demanded $1 million for each of the 17 hostages' release. Five of those hostages are children. The FBI searched two East Coast homes today of a Russian oligarch.
The FBI searched a Washington, D.C. mansion and a New York City townhouse associated with Oleg Deripaska, a Russian oligarch allied with President Putin and at one time former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort before a falling out. The searches were part of a criminal investigation that a representative for Deripaska said involves sanctions imposed in 2018 as part of the U.S. response to what were called Russia's malign activities. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The supply chain crunch leading to rising costs of nearly everything. Major U.S. ports are ramping up to ease the backlog, but then there's the shortage of truck drivers. In Kansas, Doug Bradley Trucking offering two full scholarships for Salina Tech students to get their commercial driver's license. Instructor David John says he's never seen such a high demand.
I have recruiters from different trucking companies calling me every day asking for drivers. Do you have students that are not working because they're looking for drivers?
The pandemic, along with retiring truck drivers, have led to the shortages. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the in-depth. Enrollment in schools is down about 10% in Utah. Ben Horsley with the Granite School District expects enrollment will continue to drop 700 to maybe 1,500 students a year.
We conducted actually a two-year-long study with a third-party consultant, and they identified several reasons. The primary reason is birth rates in our region of the county, and I assume are probably Salt Lake County-wide and even statewide, are down a third. And so our anticipated enrollment is expected to drop roughly 700 to 1,500 students a year for the next 10 to 15 years, which means we're going to be down into the low 50,000 range, kind of settle at that spot long term in that time frame. So that's just kind of expected regardless of COVID and the impacts of COVID.
Ben Horsley tells Dave and Dejanovic the decline in enrollment won't necessarily ease the burden on teachers and other resources, though.
Class size is going to remain the same either way. Class size is dictated by budgets, right? And not building capacity. So we look at the funding we receive from the legislature and we adjust class size ratios based on those funding mechanisms as opposed to building capacity. What that does tell us, though, is that we've got roughly 90 buildings in Granite School District for the same amount of population that we have now, which is a little over 60,000 students that we did when we were in the 78,000 range. We've closed three schools in the last few years. What that means is we have too many buildings.
Horsley adds the school board hasn't made any decisions or any moves about more school closures. He says if they do consider it, there'll be a lot of community outreach first. KSL News Time 319. You've been listening to The In-Depth. Now let's bring you up to speed on traffic. Brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake County freeways in great shape. Light traffic volumes, no delays. In fact, you have normal KSL travel time southbound I-15 between downtown and Draper and Bluffdale. All clear on southbound I-15 from the Point to Provo. Steve?
Yeah, we have full speeds and no issues on I-15. That's both north and southbound right now between South Salt Lake and South Willard. Some crashes, though, in Davis and Weber County's got one on, looks like, Highway 89 southbound at Park Lane in Farmington. Another crash in Ogden southbound Wall Avenue at 30th Street. And a new crash westbound 1800 North at 1800 West in Clinton. Got the right lanes closed there. Want a great deal? Transfer the balance of your current credit card to Hercules Credit Union and get 0% interest for the first 6 months plus 1% cash back on the transferred balance. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Let's see when things clear up. The 7 day forecast now. And here's Grant Layman.
Skies clearing out as the showers wrap up and temperatures in the 50s tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies. We reach 60. It warms up the next few. 64 on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. We're up to 66 on Friday. And again, partly cloudy skies. More clouds on Saturday and 62. Showers return on Sunday. And the high that day around 60 and upper 50s on Monday. And more stormy weather ahead. Rain showers likely. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
45 degrees. I wanted to clear up for tomorrow. They have a block party outside Vivint for the jazz opener tomorrow night. We're going to be there with the show. We hope you'll be listening.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Whether it's the day you take on six new employees or the day your work takes you across the country, every day in business brings something new. So get the flexibility of our new mobile service designed for your small business. Introducing Comcast Business Mobile. This mobile service gives you the most reliable network with nationwide 5G included. And it's easy to save no matter what type of business you run. If you have a big team that needs lots of data, you can get unlimited for just $30 per line per month when you get four lines. And if your business is always changing, you can mix and match between unlimited and by the gig to save. Available now for Comcast Business Internet customers with no line activation fees or term contract required. See if you can save up to $500 a year on your wireless bill by switching to Comcast Business Mobile today. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Taxes, fees, and other charges extra. Most reliable based on Root Metrics U.S. report. Reduce speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage. Actual savings vary. Call for details.
Alpine Home Medical. We bring wellness home.
I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, tell us about your CPAP supply replacement.
At Alpine Home Medical, we can do CPAP replacement automatically. We've noticed that most people hang on to their equipment way too long, when in reality, it's meant to be replaced every few months.
So how do you know when you're eligible through your insurance for new equipment?
We'll do all the insurance work for you. We'll set you up and ship new supplies straight to your door. That way, your equipment never gets old and nasty.
So the insurance work is done for us, and you ship it right to the door, and your CPAP supplies are new and clean. Jay, what's the process?
It's simple. Just visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. You can chat with us online or call in to set up your CPAP shipments. Again, visit us online today at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
I've put a lot of thought into my girlfriend's engagement ring. Did all the research, shopped around, and got lots of opinions. At first, I was planning on getting her a lab-created diamond. But after my visit to Shane Company, I changed my mind. I learned that lab-created diamonds have continually dropped in value, whereas natural diamonds have consistently maintained or increased in value over time. And all the diamonds at Shane Company are natural. What's really cool about a natural diamond is that there is no other diamond in the world like it. It's a natural wonder created by the Earth billions of years ago. The oldest and rarest thing you'll ever touch. How romantic is that? And Shane Company's diamonds are conflict-free. They've always sourced their diamonds this way. So for my girlfriend's engagement ring, I chose a 1-carat natural diamond for her center stone. It's spectacular. And it's one of a kind, just like she is.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Come on, the meeting's already started.
Sometimes it's important.
Last call, boarding gate number 9.
Sometimes it's urgent.
Raptor alarm.
Sometimes it's vital. Hospital treatment within 1 hour of a stroke can prevent lifelong disability. If you notice someone experiencing sudden weakness on one side or having a problem speaking, walking, or seeing, call 911 fast. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Central Bank. Amazon is trying to hire 150,000 holiday workers. That's across the country. Here in Salt Lake, there'll be more than 1,300 open positions. Seasonal workers will see starting pay of $18 an hour. KSL Drives flying cars could be coming. A Chinese electric car maker has raised more than $500 million to build flying cars. They claim that they can put them on the market by 2024. Taco Bell is bringing back breakfast. So to celebrate, they're giving away free breakfast burritos. You can claim yours Thursday morning from 7 to 11 a.m. Good day on Wall Street. The Dow is up 198 points, ending the day at 35,457. The S&P gained 33. The NASDAQ was up 107 points. KSL News Time, 325. And Kanye West is no longer Kanye West.
Kanye West is officially off the grid name-wise. He's now just Ye. Y-E is in the last half of his first name. The last name West, gone as well. A judge in Los Angeles approved the name change request this week. Ye said he likes the word because it's used so much in the Bible, and he identifies with its meaning of you. And Ye now adds to the list of other top music acts that have changed their names over the years, including Snoop Lion, and probably most famously, the artist formerly known as Prince, who changed his name to a symbol in 1993. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.